This is Akashwani, the news read by Lalema Aneja Dang. President Draupadi Murmu today addressed the 9th International Santhal Conference being organized by the International Santhal Council at Darjeeling in West Bengal. Earlier, Union Minister of State for Tribal Affairs Durga Das Uyki received President Draupadi Murmu on her arrival at Baghdogra in West Bengal. Oil marketing companies have increased the prices of non-subsidized domestic LPG gas cylinders by 60 rupees across metropolitan cities in the country. As per the Indian Oil Corporation Limited, IOCL, the price of a 14.2 kilogram gas cylinder has been increased from 853 rupees to 913 rupees in Delhi. The new rates for LPG cylinders in Mumbai will be 912 rupees and 50 paise, 939 rupees in Kolkata and 928 rupees and 50 paise in Chennai. According to the IOCL, rates of commercial LPG gas cylinders have also been increased by 115 rupees. The revised prices of LPG gas cylinders have come into effect from today. The intense military conflict in West Asia has entered its eighth day today, escalating into a wider regional confrontation as United States, Israel and Iran continue with a new wave of airstrikes and drone attacks. Amid the escalating tensions, U.S. President Donald Trump's administration approved a new $151 million arms sale to Israel. Airstrikes hit the Iranian capital in the early hours today. A video circulating on social media showed Tehran's Mehrabad airport on fire following the strikes. Iran's UN ambassador Amir Sayed Iravani said that 1,332 Iranian civilians, including women and children, have been killed in U.S.-Israeli airstrikes. He reiterated that Iran will continue to exercise its right to self-defense. Meanwhile, Lebanon's state-run news agency reported that local fighters clashed early today with an Israeli force that landed near the town of Nabi Chit. Balendra Shah's Rashtriya Swatantra Party is heading towards a sweeping victory in Nepal's first general elections since the Gen Z protests. According to Election Commission of Nepal, the RSP has won 34 seats with a clean sweep in all the 10 constituencies of Kathmandu district and is leading in another 86 seats in the elections held on Thursday. Balendra Shah won from Jhapa 5 constituency with 42,543 votes against four-time Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, who secured 11,427 seats only. The Nepali Congress has secured victory in 6 seats and is leading in another 10. The Nepali Communist Party has won 2 seats and is leading in another 8. The Communist Party of Nepal, unified Marxist-Leninist of ousted Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, has won 1 seat and is leading in 8. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, has granted the aerodrome license to Yamuna International Airport Private Limited for the Noida International Airport at Jewar in Gautam Buddha Nagar of Uttar Pradesh. The airport has been licensed under the public use category for all weather operations. Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu said that the nation has emerged as a hub for global capability centres, with Airbus establishing its second largest digital centre outside Europe in India. Speaking at the virtual inauguration of Airbus India Technology Centre in Bengaluru today, Mr. Naidu said, powered by the country's skilled and youthful workforce, the new Airbus campus stands as a testament to country's growing strength as a global capability centre powerhouse. Women and Child Development Ministry is organizing a women-led walk titled Shakti Walk as part of the celebrations of International Women's Day in New Delhi tomorrow. Indian Railways has undertaken electrification of its network in mission mode over the last decade, significantly reducing its dependence on imported diesel. In badminton, Lakshya Sen has stormed into the men's singles semi-finals of the prestigious All England Open Championships in Birmingham. And that is the end of this news bulletin.